You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito from WGOD Radio. Thank you for tuning us in here today. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day, whatever day it is. You know, I get to record a couple of these in the studio here early in the morning. Sometimes I don't know what day it is. But this I know, and that is we're turning to God today to hear a word from Him. And we're in the middle of a sermon now. I just preached about a week or two ago at the church that I pastor here in Central Florida. So for those of you here in the area, bear in mind now that this program, thank God Almighty, is expanding now and is now in a couple more markets. We're on KCNW in Kansas City. For those of you tuned in here today, God bless you. Thank you for having us tuned in. WBXR, Huntsville, Alabama. Again, good morning or good evening to you. God bless you. Thanks for taking time to tune in today. You're going to hear a message today I've entitled, Let Him Who Is Without Sin. I heard the other day, sometimes this is how these things get going in me, when Lord might give me a sermon, and this one was when I heard the mayor of Washington, D.C. say that Benjamin Franklin now was a person of interest. And then they decided they were going to go back and see if there were any particular sins in his life. And that's the basis of this sermon, where Jesus says, let him who is without sin cast the first stone.
Don't go down this road, because you will lose this battle. Finding sin in your neighbors, you'll lose. There's no way for you to win. And since you don't want to play this game, let me say this, and let's make this then Pastor Paul's one political sermon this year. Matter of fact, my first ever political sermon. And here it is. You ready for this? Write it down. Facebook, on the radio next week, here it is. If you are a progressive liberal, you cannot be a child of God. Over 60 years old, it's not like the days of George McGovern and John F. Kennedy, where I would say you certainly could be a liberal back then, but not anymore. Not to be a part of this party. If you are a progressive liberal, you cannot be a child of God. If you are a progressive liberal, you cannot be a Christian. You can't have both. You're one or the other. Because you stand in direct opposition to God. Matter of fact, you are the enemy of God. You are the enemy of the God of climate change. Not his friend. Because you can bet your sweet bippy climate change is coming. Because God says this earth is going to melt with fervent heat and everything in it's going to be burnt up. And when that happens, you're going to blame the man with the orange hair instead of God. Because it's coming. James 4:4 says this out of the King James. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And you too, like Benjamin Franklin, are a person of interest. We can play by your rules if that's what you want. Question: why can't a progressive liberal be Christian? Answer: because everything you believe is contrary to the character of God. Your entire belief system is diametrically opposed to the person of God. Everything you believe, your entire platform is against God. Look at this list. Number one, I only gave you a couple. I'm sure it's not exhaustive. Number one on this list, evolution. Evolution. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What do you think, Brent? You believe that? How about you? And you? Believe that today in school and you're blackballed for the rest of your life. If you are a college professor, help me out, Warren. What's the name of the video with the guy who did the video on intelligent design? Showed all the college professors that got blackballed and fired because of it. I don't remember. A Jewish guy did it. Ben Stein. You got to check that out sometime. What happens to you as a teacher or as a professor if you believe God created everything? If a teacher or professor believes in the Bible that God is a creator, again, they're an outcast. While yet the Word of God says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Or this, Romans 1:20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his divine power and Godhead, so that men are unapologetically without excuse. You can't say to God, the dog ate my homework. His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. God created this world and everything in it. Right? Colossians 1:15, it says, in him, that's Jesus Christ, all things are held together. In him, all things consist. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him, all things are held together. Jesus Christ is the creator, according to Colossians chapter 1. And John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. All things were made, depending on your translation, by him or through him. Pick whichever one you want. I suggest you stick and fall on the side of God, because this is an evil world trying to get you to slip up and turn away from the faith. Like Jesus warned you how it's going to be when he comes back. He says, and then many will be offended. Matthew 24:9, many will be offended and turn away from the faith and betray one another and hate one another. Don't let these tricksters deceive you. God created all of this. I also wrote down on here Job 38. Read that to Bill Nye, the science guy. Where were you when I created the heaven and the earth? Tell me if you've got understanding. Where were you? Were you around when I did all this? Then come on over. Let's talk. God's calling Bill Nye, the science guy. Here I am. Come on over. Let's talk about it. You want to talk? Where were you when I made all this? If you can talk, then God's going to call three men in a truck down here in Melbourne, and he's going to order a throne, and they're going to drive it up there for you, for your very own throne. Right next to God's. Where were you? Don't listen to Bill Nye or anyone else that contradicts the truth of the Word of God. I've been holding this in for 9 years. not political. This is biblical. It's not political. Look around. The universe screams intelligent design. Point number two. Why can't a progressive liberal be Christian? Homosexuality. Sorry, did you not hear that? I said homosexuality. I'm not afraid of that word. Do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Meaning don't pay attention to what they tell you on the television. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. Look at that. Not only does the Bible condemn homosexuals, it condemns both partners. Homosexual, arsenokoite, which actually the first word is the Greek word for soft, like a soft coat or a jacket that a king would wear. It's the word used for a passive homosexual. And the other word there, sodomite, is the male homosexual. So don't believe the guy on the TV that says, well, the Bible doesn't really address homosexuality. No, it does. It's plain and clear. If you practice that, you'll never see the inside of heaven. Never. Never. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. What do you know? You know, there's also two kinds of thieves in that same package, same passage. Extortioners or thieves. One of those is klepto, the secret thief that steals for years and you never know it. And the other one is the knife in the back. Stick him up. Interesting, isn't it? Verse 11, and he says, and such were some of you. Which are you? Are you in that group or out? Because you can't have both. You can't be in it and still be a child of God. You can't have both. You see, you've missed the whole meaning of church and what the word church means. The word church, ecclesia, it means called out of. Called out of what? This evil world. I just read the scripture to you. If you're friends with it, you're the enemy of God. God's called you out of this world. And he set your feet upon the rock. And now you're going in the other direction this world is going in. If you are a son or daughter of God, you're no longer an evil participant of this world. But you're now a pilgrim and you're just passing.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor